This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In Odisha, the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan is being held today in the holy town of Puri. The Grand Trunk Road of Puri, where the three chariots of the lords will be rolled, has become a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived at Puri to join the annual festival where lakhs of devotees from different parts of the world have congregated to pull the chariots, scheduled at 5 this evening, and have a holy darshan of the lords. The chariots are positioned in front of the Lion's Gate of the Sri Jagannath Temple. The festival marks the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha Devi's temple, and concludes with their return after 8 days. In Kashmir Valley, 6 terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters at Freesal Chinnigam area and Motargam district had started yesterday in the afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. DG Police R.R. Swain confirmed it while talking to media persons. 2 security force personnel grievously injured in the line of duty have also lost their lives during the ongoing gunfights. Meanwhile, the operations at both the encounter sites, Motargam and Freesal Chinnigam, continues for the second day today to wipe out any terrorist hiding in the areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer has labelled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vienna as a special honour, stating that he is eagerly looking forward to it. In Tamil Nadu, BSP Chief Mayawati has demanded a CBI inquiry in the murder case of the party's state president K. Armstrong. After paying floral tributes to the mortal remains of the slain leader at Chennai today, she said that her party will insist on conducting a fair inquiry in this case. Apart from the BSP Chief Mayawati, VCK leader Thol Tirumavalavan, Congress MP Shashikant Senthil, Vashikaran, State President Aam Aadmi Party and several others are paying homage to the departed leader. In another development, the High Court judge who listened to the urgent petition for allowing the burial in the party headquarters said it would not be possible to bury him there since it is a small residential area and asked them to consider the 200 square feet land which the government was ready to provide and said that it will not pass any order but asked the petitioner to approach the government. The pre-budget consultations for the Union Budget 2024-25, which started from 19th of the last month, concluded on Friday. The pre-budget consultation meetings was chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In the course of consultations, more than 120 invitees across 10 stakeholder groups, including experts and representatives from farmer associations, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector, participated in the meeting. Finance Minister Sitharaman expressed gratitude to the participants for sharing their valuable suggestions. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till 12th August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. As many as 7 people died after a 6-story building collapsed in Sachin Industrial Area of Surat yesterday. Teams of NDRF and SDRF carried the rescue operation throughout the night and recovered 7 bodies, including 6 males and 1 female. One woman was rescued by the fire team and shifted to hospital. The operation was closed today morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.